If it's clear tonight, or the next few nights, and you have any sort of cheap old telescope, or even a spotting scope, the moon is now at its very best of the year. Sure, compared with today's mind-stretching topics like dark energy, our nearest neighbor may seem old-fashioned. And as if to emphasize its lack of importance, we've got no plans to return there. You'll probably not see Americans on the moon in your lifetime. Beginners are often disappointed when they point telescopes at the moon, because people don't realize that the full moon offers a bare cupboard, because the sun then shines straight down like a flash camera to erase all interesting features. But lunar phases are not created equal. The year's best moon for observers happens tonight through Tuesday. That's when it explodes with breathtaking detail for anyone with a small telescope. Tonight's lunar phase is also the only one whose shape is not universally known. Everyone can identify a crescent moon, or a half moon, or the full moon, but tonight we have a gibbous moon. That's the phase fatter than half, but smaller than full. It's kind of football-shaped, which is appropriate for this weekend when we have the NFL playoffs. The moon is high up for hours, starting at nightfall, so it won't be hidden by houses or hills. Sunlight now illuminates its central craters and mountains from a low angle, which is perfect to reveal optimum detail. Through any small scope, look for a curved mountain chain near the moon's middle. These are the lunar Apennines. Just to their left, they end at a small crater named Eratosthenes, and then at a large gorgeous crater, the famous Copernicus. Copernicus has several mountains in its center and is surrounded by high terraced walls that step down like Asian rice paddies toward the crater floor. This gibbous moon is such a pleasure that it's worth dragging out that old telescope. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.